This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers here at the radio station, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Again, you can get on air by giving us a call at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online at klausfinancial.com. It's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Going to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we will have our Klaus quiz question of the week. We will tell you all about that a little bit later on in the program. Just a tip, listen closely to the show, and typically the answer to the Klaus quiz question of the week comes up during the program. Joining us in studio this week are C.J. Klaus and Malia Cuevas from Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Good morning, Sean.
Great to see you, CJ. How you doing, Malia?
Terrific.
Great to talk with you today. And before we get to today's program, we're going to be talking about some of the mistakes that you should be avoiding as you're nearing retirement. Let's look back and let's talk about last week's Klaus quiz question of the week and get the answer for that one.
Yeah, last week we talked about best places to possibly retire, different states that you might be considering. So the question of the week was, how many states currently do not have a state income tax? And the answer to that question was, 7 U.S. states currently have no income tax on the state level. So thank you for those listeners who called in and listened for today's question.
You'll have a chance to win a $25 gift card to Red Lobster today, and we'll tell you all about the Klaus quiz question of the week a little bit later on in the program. As mentioned, we're going to be talking about mistakes to avoid as you get closer to retirement, and considerations also for healthcare costs. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we've gone through these in the past, but it's important for people to remember that financial planning and investment management is actually simpler than we give it credit. Many times there are elements of it that are complex, but on the aggregate, there's just some simple rules that people need to learn to abide by. So some of those simple kind of rules or mistakes to avoid as you head towards retirement. One would be, when it comes to your investments, staying too aggressive as you near retirement would be a mistake to avoid. What do I mean by staying too aggressive? Well, inside of your 401k plan or your IRA, you typically have stock options, U.S. stock, small cap, mid cap, large cap, and then international stock, emerging markets, so on and so forth. And there's kind of a spectrum of risk across stocks. And then you have bonds, and you have government bonds that are the most safe and secure in the world, all the way down to junk bonds, which are corporate bonds that basically have a really low credit rating. And so there's this, and then there's cash and CDs and money markets at banks, yada, yada. So there's this spectrum of risk across investments. And one mistake we see people making is they just basically in their 401k dump it all into a stock fund. It does fairly well over their lifetime. And so they go, well, that worked. I don't need to talk to a financial advisor. And then a couple years before retirement, the market tanks, you lose 30, 40% of your life's savings. And suddenly you're going, wow, I can't retire. So we had a number of people in 2008 come in who were in that reality, right?
Do you typically see people wanting to going more conservative? Then, as obviously, it's something, as you're pointing out, they definitely want to do.
No doubt. So prudence, you know, a good prudent investor would be backing off the risk the closer they get to retirement. Now, some people misunderstand what I'm saying. They go, I get it. I'm stock when I'm young. I'm cash when I'm old. No, it doesn't mean you take on no risk necessarily when you're in retirement. That may be appropriate for some people, by the way. But most people are going to need to take on some measure of risk even throughout retirement as they're drawing money out of their portfolio. It's just the amount of risk you take on in retirement should be lower. By the way, quick pro tip here. Why do we say this? Because, gosh, the more risk I take on, the better rate of return. So why are you saying I have to back off my risk, CJ? Because if you look at distribution from a portfolio, when you look distribution meaning pulling out income from a portfolio that's volatile, it's hard for that portfolio to maintain its value when it dips 20%. 20, 30, 40%, and you're drawing out income. The opposite is true when you're contributing. Volatility is actually your friend when you're contributing because you're buying cheap shares when the market goes down. That's why volatility is your enemy in retirement. Volatility is your friend when you're saving.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Another mistake I know you guys had brought up before about as far as preparing for retirement is pensions and not taking enough time to evaluate your options with those.
That's correct. Yes. So another thing we run into is people who, and thankfully here in Dane County, we have this great pension system called the Employee Trust Funds Pension. There's also other good private pensions out there locally as well. But Employee Trust Funds, when you look at it, this wonderful pension, but there's multiple payout options. And sometimes on private pensions, there's these even lump sum payment options. And so people will just kind of default to what they think is right. And they'll just go, yep, that's what I'm pulling. And then, you know, a year later, they talk to a neighbor or a brother or somebody else that has a pension. And they go, I really should have thought that through a little bit more. So, of course, they call up the pension and they go, hey, you know, I realize I made a mistake. I just want to change this now. And what do you think the pension system says? They go, too late, right? You can't change your pension payout option once you've already chosen it. So make sure that you really slow down and evaluate what is the right payout option, when is the right time for me to draw out, so on and so forth.
321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Again, if you have questions, you can give us a call right now at 321-1310. And, of course, always call Kloss Financial. Talk to them, 442-5637, and their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And Dennis took the time to give us a call this morning. Dennis, welcome to Money in Motion. You're on the air with Malia and CJ from Kloss Financial.
Hello. I've got a question concerning annuities.
Sure.
Now, I've got an annuity, and I think the contract is a 10-year contract. Now, once the contract is up, can I move my money into a mutual fund, or does it always have to stay as an annuity?
Great question. So I'm going to give you the same response on every question I give, which is it depends. And I know people hate that, but it depends if it's an IRA or an after-tax annuity. If it's an IRA annuity and you come to the end of the term, then yes, to answer your question, you could, at the end of that term, when there's no penalty anymore, you could just transfer it to another IRA and not have to think too much about it. And it could be a non-annuity IRA, like a brokerage account. But if it's an after-tax annuity and you come to the end of the surrender period, which is just the annuity-driven surrender period, any gain inside of it, if you move it outside the coverings of an annuity, any gain would become income taxable at that time, which, of course, can be a lot if you've owned it for 10 years, depending upon the type of the annuity. So you have to be careful. It depends on the tax registration of the underlying investments. IRAs, pretty simple. After tax money is inside of annuities, a little bit trickier when you come to the end of holding periods.
So it would be basically the same then if it's a non-qualified annuity.
Yep.
It would be the same as if I just sell a stock. I've got to pay out the gain.
No, and I appreciate you asking that question. No, if you sell a stock inside of a brokerage account that's after tax, it would be capital gains taxable.
Yes.
Whereas when you sell an annuity, it becomes income taxable. And by the way, all at one time income taxable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So by the way, the way to avoid that if it's a non-qualified annuity is either to take systematic distributions out so you don't pay it all in 1 year, or to do what's called a 1035 exchange, but that's only to another annuity product, right? And
right.
that kind of hits you again. You don't necessarily want to do that. So those are tricky. Those are really tricky.
Okay, thank you. Thanks.
Dennis, great call, great question. I love the tricky questions. Those are always fun. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that number. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Of course, taking your questions right now on air at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Of course, you can find Kloss Financial online as well, klossfinancial.com. KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. We'll continue our conversation about mistakes people need to make as you get closer to retirement. Talk a lot about health care coming up in the next segment. That's a biggie. We'll do that as we continue our conversation with our friends from Klaus Financial next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they would love to answer them for you right now on air. Again, our numbers, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online. That's KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking about mistakes you need to avoid, especially as you are preparing and nearing retirement. Left off talking a little bit about pension options. What about Social Security and income and factoring that in and understanding where that's going to come from? I would assume for a lot of people as we're nearing retirement, we still may not have a fully clear picture of what Social Security is and what our benefits may be.
Right. So what we're trying to do as we're getting closer to that retirement date is look at your Social Security. What are your options? We've talked many times on the show that obviously, age 62 is the earliest you can even look at taking your first benefit, which is not a full benefit, but it's the first time you're actually of age to start taking Social Security. Making that decision according to what your other income is going to look like is very, very important. Just as CJ spoke about the pensions, without taking a critical look at your options, your specific options, your full retirement age may be 66, 67 and some months, really taking that into consideration. And are you going to work part-time? So is it important that you take Social Security later rather than sooner? And then there's actuarial tables to look at and your own longevity in your family to decide, do I think I'm going to benefit longer if I take it sooner and so forth? So each individual case, you're going to have to look at it for yourself. Another area we talk about before retirement certainly is how much are you going to be able to pull from your portfolio. Our objective as financial planners, retirement planners, is to make sure that you don't run out of money, which is really everybody's biggest fear. When they're 90 years old and we've got many, many people living to be that age or older, their number one fear is truly, am I going to have money at the end of my life still, because I don't know how much longer I'm going to live. So we really spend a lot of time looking at those for people as far as what their lifestyle is, how much do they need to pull, but really how much can the portfolio sustain that. So that's another important area to look at. And the final area that we're going to go into a little more detail today about is retiring without considering health insurance costs. Now, a lot of people financially, when we look at their portfolio, certainly can retire. They've done their due diligence with some good guidance, and they're able to retire with a nice monthly income. But if they're not age 65 yet, this is where the hiccup can come in because we still need that health insurance coverage. And I don't know if CJ has his crystal ball out today with regards to what health insurance is going to look like in the future, but this is really probably the biggest nugget that we really have to crack and figure out if we're not going to have, if we're not Medicare age yet, which is age 65, how are we going to be able to pay for that and what's that's going to look like? So CJ can elaborate on that.
And okay.
Well, I was going to say, Malia talked about my crystal ball, and actually, I did bring it in today. It was really clear. I was seeing well into 10 years from now, but I dropped it. And it shattered. So I'll order another one, and then I'll tell you. So here's a fun fact for people. When it comes to health insurance costs throughout a retirement, this is a number to kind of be aware of. It can be one of your largest expenses throughout retirement. As a matter of fact, a 65-year-old couple retiring in 2016 will need an estimated $260,000 to cover health care costs. And that's when considering about a 20-year retirement span. So think about that, $260,000. That's huge. And it's, by the way, that's the highest number that we've ever seen over that average span since they started tracking this back in 2002. This was a Fidelity study that was done.
And we'll get into it, some of the nuts and bolts, and we'll talk about COBRA as well. And as CJ points out, a pretty significant expense when it comes to retirement. We'll talk about health insurance and when you retire, some things to consider also, especially if you're retiring early. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion continues. Of course, joined in studio this morning by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you have questions, give us a call right now. 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ. Take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
One of the other nice things is when you have commercial breaks, you can pick the brains of our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning for Money in Motion. Still got time for a call or two, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can also find Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because coming up a little bit later in the segment, we'll have our Kloss quiz question of the week. Healthcare, and CJ highlighted the pretty significant expense healthcare can be, and I would assume, especially if you retire early, that health insurance can be pretty pricey, can't it?
Exactly. So the first thing we gave reference to was the opportunity for some of our listeners who work for a company of 50 or more employees that offers group health insurance. They have the opportunity normally to be able to take advantage of what is known as COBRA. And what COBRA is an extension of your group health insurance that you are normally able to take for 18 months, up to 18 months, and sometimes in some circumstances up to 3 years prior to the age of 65. So it's really a nice filler, and I call it a filler because nobody likes to leave their doctors. Nobody likes to just change up everything as they're getting closer to retirement. So what a COBRA plan can allow you to do is keep everything the same, except for you do have to pay, usually burden the entire cost of the health insurance, whereas your employer was helping pay for all or a good portion of it before. When you take the COBRA on, you actually are paying pretty close to the full premium. But what does it get you? It gets you closer to that age 65. So in my perfect world, and I have clients who have the resources to retire sooner, I would like to get my clients to age 63 and a half, knowing that there's that potential 18-month availability to move over to COBRA, which gets us to age 65. So again, if you go in the private health market, and those are the prices that are changing every day or through the Health Care Act, you're going to find that, we just talked about this 2 weeks ago, that the average person in the United States right now is probably paying in the neighborhood of $300 to $600 a month for coverage via the Health Care Act, and that depends on income. So you want to be very, very careful and look at this with someone who is able to access different health care rates for yourself and just take it really slowly.
As we talk about COBRA being a pretty good option, I will tell you one thing. Having taken COBRA at one point in my life, you learn to quickly appreciate what your benefits package at work really includes.
Right.
You don't realize that until you start having to shell out.
Well, so here's, we've talked about on the show how a lack of knowledge drives fear. But I'll also say that a lack of knowledge can drive either fear or misplaced confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you'll hear people say, yep, I've dealt with COBRA, don't ever do it, it's too expensive. Or you'll hear somebody else say, yeah, I dealt with COBRA, really cheap, best insurance I ever had, everybody should do it. And you go, well, what gives? What's the difference between the two? Well, if you listen to the definition that Malia gave, COBRA is an 18-month extension of your company's group health insurance plan, but it's all out of your pocket. Mm. So what is it driven by? Well, honestly, it's driven by the claims history of that group. group in many circumstances. So and the size of the group pool. So sometimes you'll have people who come off of their group health insurance, take COBRA for 18 months. It's not terribly expensive and it's really great coverage. Other circumstances, maybe under a smaller group with not great claims history, it can be really crazy expensive and not even that great of insurance. Mm. So
Let me interject. If you have health issues, and many, many people do, believe it or not, as they get closer to retirement, mm-hmm. it's not the preference, but it's the reality. As I said, changing up those doctors and being comfortable with, you know what medications you're on and you don't want to go over to the generic, that's where the safety factor comes in by utilizing the COBRA, because it's all that you already know.
Let's talk a little bit about how the Affordable Care Act in its current form is working and what are some of the options there with health care.
Yeah, so pre-65, that's where the Affordable Care Act health insurance really kicks in. And truth be told, whether you like it, you hate it, whether you're looking forward to Trump Care, I think is what it's going to be called, or whatever it is, you need to kind of understand the purpose of the Affordable Care Act. And it was basically to say, hey, if somebody gets laid off or can no longer work, they're not Medicare eligible, and they need a health insurance plan, you know, is it reasonable for them to be declined? Right. And basically, the answer to that was no. We need something that requires a health insurance company to take them, because they're going to end up in the emergency room anyways, and taxpayers are going to pay for it. So that was kind of the impetus. Then secondarily, it was this reality that if anybody wants to retire before 65, they almost can't because of either how expensive COBRA is or because they can't get health insurance. Right. And so, again, the Affordable Care Act was really meant to be this gap insurance between maybe somebody retiring at 60, but needing to have health insurance till 65. And so it's all income driven. You get credits towards your premiums based upon your income, meaning it's actually good to have low income leading up. If you retire before 65 and you need health insurance from the Affordable Care Act, low income means you get a lot of subsidies. So, oh boy, the planning that goes into this, right? I call these the unintended consequences of government legislation. There's a zillion of them out there. We talked about RMDs the other day. Well, now the unintended consequence of the Affordable Care Act is there's all kinds of games that people play around their income to keep their taxable income low so that they can get really cheap insurance that basically taxpayers help subsidize, even though they may have millions of dollars in their portfolio. So it's kind of interesting. And again, I'm not necessarily saying whether it's good or bad, but you just have to know how to play in the Affordable Care Act space.
Everybody wants to pay their fair share, nothing more. And it's perspective about what the fair share is.
That's exactly right. What's fair? I don't know.
CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Don't forget also we do this each and every Thursday right after 8 o'clock. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, if you think of something over the weekend or during the week and you say, I would love to ask Malia and CJ, you can call right at the start of the show. We'll put you on the air right away, and you can pick their brains. So much fun during this program. I'm talking about retirement and retirement planning. Again, the website, klausfinancial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, and it works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaus Financial Office at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Red Lobster. This week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to a Fidelity Research poll in 2016, how much will it cost a 65-year-old couple retiring in health care costs over a 20-year span? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Red Lobster. Don't forget also the number 442-5637. No cost for that initial get to know you kick the tires appointment with Klaus Financial. And of course, you can find them online as well at klausfinancial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a great week. Always fun talking with you.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaus Financial.